So the real challenge is, how do veterinarians like us, who don't have the time, resources, or financial backing of a multi-million dollar company, who are faced with irregular work schedules, on calls, and emergencies, how can we facilitate our own personal and professional growth so we can continue to offer superior service to our clients while still remaining competitive in today's market? That is the challenge, and this podcast will provide you the roadmap to its solution. I'm your host, Dr. Eric, and welcome to Operators to Owners. On today's Thoughts from the Truck episode, I want to ponder a little bit about a quote. And this quote, for context, comes from one of my top seven of all time books, biggest, most impactful books that I have read. One of these books out of the seven that lie on my mind-altering, life-altering type shelf at home. And this book is called High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard. Highly recommend reading this book and looking into it. But in this book, the author, who is a self-help, self-development type guru, he selected a quote from Andrew Carnegie. And if you don't know who Andrew is, he was an industrialist, specifically within the steel industry around the turn of the century. And Andrew is credited with saying, "I believe the true road to preeminent success in any line is to make yourself master in that line." A very interesting quote. Now, when Andrew spoke it, likely it meant a little bit something different. Back when Andrew lived, life was a lot more about connections, leverage, and quite frankly, monopolies. The individuals at that time were surrounded by these monopolies, by disadvantageous work conditions, and even corruption within society in and of itself. But that doesn't make this quote ring any less true today. Because if we look deeper at this quote, we see that there are two key parts to it, two parts that can positively influence our veterinary professional development. Now, the first part of this quote, the "I believe the true road to preeminent success in any line," talks about how we as individuals, we as human beings, need to identify some type of line we wish to pursue. Many times, this area of preeminent success is the means by which we can achieve our, quote, meaning in life. The actions or the area of competency that we can manifest upon the world that will allow us to make this meaning come true. The area in which we might feel this endless energy, this intrinsic type motivation. And this is an area that I see very commonly missing with veterinarians. We as veterinarians have essentially been trained as generalists. Unlike our MD counterparts, we have been trained in very broad science. And maybe some of us have identified areas of specialty over time, or will over time, but many veterinarians never really find time to identify their niche. They're so busy living the day-to-day, doing the day-to-day work, that they never have those moments to sit down, to ask themselves, what is the preeminent area or the preeminent line of success that I want to experience? What are the kind of actions or the things that I am really interested in? And this makes me think of another interesting exercise that comes from a John Maxwell book, Intentional Living. And in this book, John talks about your why, your meaning, what really gets you going or excites you, but never lacks for energy within your life when you do it. He asks the reader to ask themselves, what makes you cry? What makes you sing? And what makes you dream? The simple act sitting down and taking the time to really think about, what is that? What are the actions, the areas of interest, the things you love to learn about and share with others that you can leverage, that you want to chase after? Individuals who are able to identify these are able to take the next step, to be able to understand what they want and to then determine how to achieve that. And that brings us to the second area of Carnegie's quote. which gets us thinking about how do we master this? Now, again, back in Carnegie's day, it was all about getting a monopoly, getting leverage, really suppressing other people. And today, I think it's more about the identification of that line, the identification of the area of competency you want to manifest in the world, the things that you can do to get you to that meaning, and then making yourself a master in that line. As Carnegie said in the second half of this quote, the road to success requires you to make yourself master in that line. So it's not enough to just know where you want to go. You need a plan. And the act of mastering this arena requires intentional, meaningful plans. It requires you to do things like find a mentor, ID key sources of information, even theorycraft. You can go backwards in so many of our podcasts here and find more information in these areas. But the map that I encourage you guys to think about, the map that I use personally and that I encourage my clients to use when chasing this mastery in their preeminent line of success, contains four parts. It begins with reading. It goes into thought and thinking. It gets you to action and then to reflection. And we've talked about some of these kind of piecemeal. But from an interventional standpoint, if we really want to find that road to become preeminently successful in an area we want to master, it begins with reading. Especially if you haven't identified that meaning and now you finally found it, find the books, find the journals, find the texts that will allow you to be exposed to that knowledge. You'd be surprised the types of things you learn about, the things that you thought you'd master, that you plateaued on, that you can then move forward on. The other beautiful part about this type of exposure is it helps you identify the influential thinkers in that area of mastery. So if you truly want to become a master in that line, you now know whose articles, whose books you should be reading, who should be your mentor, because you've read enough and broadly enough. So the first interventional step when I try to get people to an area of mastery, to an area of manifest competency, begins with 20 minutes of reading. Just 20 minutes of reading every day. Buy several texts in the area that you're interested in and spend 20 minutes a day reading. That's all you have to do is immerse yourself in that area, because that's the first step to mastery. Now the next step is another 20-minute intervention. Very easy. It just involves thinking. You get all of these different ideas, and the problem is many of them might not specifically be applicable in the context that they're in. And what you need is some time, again, about 20 minutes a day, to massage that knowledge, to think about, okay, I learned about X today. How could I use it in this context? Or I learned about X yesterday, and today I'm learning about Y. Do they link in some way? Maybe that's a new novel way to approach a surgery, or maybe a new client communication method, or even a novel approach to some type of treatment. Whatever you end up coming up with, I encourage you to write that idea down, to commit to this thinking time every 20 minutes, and then start to connect those ideas. And what you come up with during this time will become your unique perspective, your competitive advantage, your ability to become a master in that line. Now, the third step to becoming this master is to do. And specifically, it's not enough to have these ideas to connect things together. You have to bring them to fruition, put them out in the world. And this is where I see many people running into a roadblock. They might be afraid of failure, because failure, quite honestly, in our profession often means something irreversible or even death. However, not all areas of mastery have harsh consequences like that. And not all risks should be 100% avoided. How else has veterinary medicine, medicine in general, made progress through the years without people willing to risk failure, controlled failure, but failure in itself throughout the years? Taking action is also another key aspect to this personal growth. Without that action, you're not able to get feedback on your ideas. So the knowledge you take in, the connections that you make, require that feedback to know if you're on the right track. And the nice thing that, again, if we relate back to Carnegie, we can think about is he did this many times. He had a novel idea. He brought it out to the world. And sometimes they worked, sometimes they failed. But that worked as a proving ground for him moving forward, whether he would use or discard that particular advantage, that particular piece of knowledge, that particular technique. And this is what people need to think about when they're looking at mastery. Can they get that real world experience? Can they use it to move forward? And then finally, after you've done this, after you've taken the time to learn a little bit every day, after you've taken the time to think a little bit, and then actually brought those ideas either into your professional life or your personal life, you need to take a little bit of time to reflect. Now, when I work with clients, I encourage people to reflect about 10 minutes a day. It can be very simple. You might just say, how good was my day? Or did this idea work very well? Do I feel this is a path worth following still? Maybe your knowledge in that area, your accumulation of that knowledge, has made the area less of a mystery and just not quite as fun for you anymore. So it's just not a path you want to go on. Maybe you were thinking about it and you came up with some other area that's much more interesting to you. So you're going to pursue that instead. You are going to look for mastery in something else that might be more closely aligned to what's meaningful to you after you do some more research and more thinking. Maybe you took that action and it was uncomfortable, or you didn't like it, or you just realized that it isn't for you. Or maybe on the other side of it, you took it and you said, this is exactly what I want to do. This is exactly how I want to leverage this going forward. Taking the time to think about that, taking the time to think about the end result of that process is really important. And taking those 10 minutes will help you to really think about where you were, where you've gone. And sometimes it's even during this time that we begin to appreciate the actual journey, to appreciate that we have progressed forward, that we have developed. And whether it's the right path of mastery for you or not, it doesn't much matter. As long as you're making that forward progress, you start to get a little bit more efficacy or belief in yourself as you move forward. And that in and of itself might be the first step towards mastering a different line because you feel like you can move forward. So if you're able to test your interest in this area of mastery, endure some challenges, and come out with hunger for more, then that area might be a worthy investment for you. But if not, don't be afraid. Continue through the cycle. Continue to experiment with different inputs and thoughts. You never know when an older area that you thought you wanted to master, that you discarded, will suddenly be reconnected with a new area of mastery that you're interested in. And now, boom, you're given a novel way to move forward, a novel connection that will help you to differentiate yourself from everybody else, to become that master in a line that you might even make in and of yourself that didn't even exist before. So with that said, OTRs, with that thought from the truck concluded, I pose to you one question. What are you master of? Until next time, carry on.
If you liked this content and want more, join our OTO community at otovets.com/Facebook. Also, check out our blog at otovets.com/blog. Please join our community for an active discussion about today's podcast, past podcasts, and other topics within veterinary medicine. Thanks again for joining us today, OTOers, and carry on.